Hey, what's up, everybody? Josh here from Long Time Ago Radio. You may be wondering why my voice sounds weird, and it sounds like I'm in a car. It's because I'm in a car. I'm not driving, though. I'm parked. It's okay. The reason I'm doing this message really quick is because we had some problems with this episode. We had actually recorded it about 2 weeks ago, and because we were so busy and going to so many weddings and doing all these things, and I was getting really busy at work, we didn't really get much time to edit them until later, and then we discovered that the audio is just, man, it is just messed up, and pretty much the only thing salvageable from it is the last 30 minutes. The episode was all about the Jedi and the Sith and everything in between, and we thought it was a really, really cool episode, but unfortunately a lot of it is just lost to the ether forever, and so what we decided to do is just record this little apology in the beginning and then release the 30 minutes that are actually good. And so we'll let you guys listen to that. Now, the plan for the future is to eventually revisit this topic, which by the time we are past Last Jedi, we imagine there'll be a lot more to talk about and the subject will be a lot deeper, since it seems like a lot of our understanding of the Jedi is going to be affected by the movie. So instead of just, well, let me phrase it this way. Instead of just releasing this 30-minute broken episode to you guys, we are also releasing a special episode wrapping up everything that was announced at D23. And for those of you that aren't aware, D23 is basically the Comic-Con for Disney. So everything Marvel, everything Disney, everything Pixar, and everything Star Wars. And there was a lot of Star Wars stuff there, so we're going to cover it all. And hopefully that is like a sorry for this episode being broken. We know that, you know, we're usually try to be on a schedule, and this is the first time we really messed it up, and so we apologize for that. But we are making steps to ensure that this never happens again. A lot of it came down to a lot of tech issues, a lot of internet issues, mostly tech issues, and just the services we use and things we were not using to back up things. But from now on, we will have those backups in place. We're going to have a lot of safety nets to ensure that, like, we don't lose people's audio and we don't have weird glitches and things. And so everything will be hunky-dory from now on. So again, I apologize for this episode being a little late and being broken and not being an entirely full episode, but remember that you will be getting a D23 episode probably on Thursday. We are going to be recording it on Wednesday night, so look for that on your feed, and I apologize again for this episode. At least I hope you enjoy the 30 minutes that we've managed to salvage from it, and remember that we will be revisiting this topic in the future, in a future episode. So, thanks!
The Night Sisters.
Night Sisters.
Yep.
They're witches of the dark side. We know that Count Dooku has had dealings with them in the past. That's how, I believe, Asajj Ventress came to work under him, and also Darth Maul as well.
Because they're on the same, Darth Maul's people are on Dathomir, right?
Yes, and if I'm correct, Darth Maul's mother was Mother Talzin. Like, that's directly his mother.
Hmm.
Lots of really interesting storylines in Clone Wars about this planet, how both these people come to be, all this stuff. But yeah, Night Sisters are awesome.
They are.
Yeah, and for them, I don't think that they study the Force. It's just a part of who they are. It's just their life force versus studying it, trying to manipulate it for fighting and stuff. They kind of keep to themselves. I don't think they've really explored outside of Dathomir. It seems like they just isolate themselves and keep to themselves.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, the Force is everywhere, and this is their religion or culture based around the Force on their planet that they use.
Yeah.
But I guess since they're, like, dark, they end up chilling more with Sith people than with Jedi people.
Right. I mean, they use their power for selfish gains.
Yeah.
I mean, through and through. So that, and that's a very dark side thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then yeah. we got anything else on the Night Sisters?
I like them.
They're interesting because it's so funny. Like while we were watching Clone Wars, I got so kind of confused because there's not really any context for them, right? It's like they kind of just show up and they just do magic.
So
you're like, what is this? And then I started Googling around, like, are they Sith or whatever? And everyone's like, not necessarily. And it's like, well, what does that mean?
So there's a really interesting article on StarWars.com. I randomly came across this, if you dislike of Night Sisters, that connects the idea of Night Sisters all the way back to the 80s. Do you guys remember the old Ewok movies?
Yes, I think we've mentioned this before,
yeah,
right?
Do you remember that witch lady? I guess she was like the first version of what the Night Sisters would come to be.
You know what's funny? I was on a site where you can buy like collector's items, and they had a bunch of the action figures from the Ewoks thing, and I was like, oh my god, if they have this witch.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I know what I'm getting, Alex. But most of the stuff on there was like $200, so I was like, maybe not. But I didn't see one.
One day.
One day I'll get you this witch.
One day I'll get that witch.
Yep.
I had a hard enough time finding the Asajj Ventress figures.
But they like Asajj Ventress, these witches have an amazing character design in Clone Wars. Very cool.
Yes. My wife and Josh's girlfriend, Nicole, both dressed up as, I think there was only 4 Night Sisters for the entire celebration in Orlando. And I think them two were the most popular ones.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
They got stopped a lot. We had to be there like wranglers. Well, Alex was dressed up. He was in his pilot outfit. I was just a dude.
Yeah,
so I was like
off.
Their wrangler, basically.
I Ooh, went off to do the 501st picture, and I came back, and you guys had just gotten out of the Rebel Season 4 panel, and I just see Josh standing off to the side, and there are people taking pictures. I remember walking up to him and say, how long have you guys been here for? And it's like, it's been like forever. Every 5 minutes, we have to stop.
Yeah. Every 5 minutes, it's like, and then I have to be like, all right, move along. We're trying to get somewhere. Like, And Becky, I wasn't dressed up because I didn't have the money to afford a costume.
Oh, fair enough.
He was going to do, you were going to do George Lucas.
I was originally going to do a clone trooper because I wanted
to make
the armor look all beat up and shot, and I wanted to draw on it and stuff. But then I was like, oh, that's a lot of money. And then I was like, I'll do a Jedi. But then I was like, I don't have enough money to buy the lightsaber I want and stuff. I was like, oh, I'll do it next year.
Go to like a vintage shop and like dress up as, you know, something 70s, 80s ish, and you could just.
The thing is, I actually in my head have a design for how I would like how I would look as a Jedi, I guess.
Oh wow!
So I'm like,
I'm
gonna see it. Need to see a rendering of that. Yes.
It's like maybe very Kylo-esque, but not so much black. Maybe some more gray in there.
Oh boy.
Oh, a gray Jedi?
No. Like, I do want his style of lightsaber, but green, because green is my favorite color.
Which we saw in, what was it, season 2?
Rebels. It's canonical.
It's canonical, yeah.
Yeah.
So you have one more category here, Force Priestesses.
Force Priestesses, and I put them in here just because I think they were a pretty big part of that Clone Wars arc with Yoda. So according to StarWars.com, they are a representative of the connection between the living force and the cosmic force. So they're not necessarily real beings. They're a manifestation of the force, if that makes any sense.
Hmm.
Because if you notice, there was a group of them, and each one of them was almost an emotion. So they were all parts of the force.
Right.
And they showed Yoda the dark side, they showed him the light side, they showed him the possibilities, they showed him the past. So it was him, and I think it was just a way for a mortal being to be able to understand the Force in a linear time, if that makes sense. If you've seen, and I'm going to bring Star Trek back into this real quick, if you've seen Deep Space Nine with the prophets, I feel like they were the same kind of characters.
So here's the thing that this, because this is one of the larger kind of headier things with the Force. And what I love about Star Wars so far, at least, is that, and I think I've said this, the Jedi are obviously a huge part of the story, but in the films, we don't get too deep into the lore. They don't waste time with too much exposition about this religion and all the inner workings of it. But that content exists. Like, I'm curious, at the story group, do they have the full lineage of how the Jedi and Sith came to be? I mean, there was old canon, but, you know, when they recanonized, did they decide, is this knowledge out there, you think? And they're just sitting on it. I would think they are, because I feel like we said, there's a consistency of the universe, and I like how they're kind of just drip-dropping this stuff in for us, because there's a lot there. You could go really heady with it, and they get really philosophical about, you know, good and evil, and it's great.
Yeah.
Do you think they have all that information?
I'm sure they do. I think that they're just very hesitant to putting it out, because it can still... there's still some ebb and flow into it. So that way, if someone comes up with a crazy idea, oh, we can go with this. Well, we have to tweak our private timeline to make it work.
Yeah, maybe they have, like, the gist of, like, the history, and they allow the writers to sort of... because, I mean, based on what we know, it's like the comic writers and stuff get... like a pretty good amount of freedom, as long as it stays within, you know, the bounds of the universe.
Well, this just makes me feel that Filoni and the Clone Wars team must have... I mean, are they not writing a huge part of the Jedi and Sith and Force lore? Because so much of this is explained and fleshed out in that series.
Yeah, they are. And it's nice that Filoni was basically like the Padawan of George Lucas. So... it's almost like the torch has been passed, so I'd take whatever Filoni says as gospel, basically.
Until he does something really messed up, yeah. And then we realize he's the Sith, and yeah. It's this whole Master Apprentice, you know.
Oh, wow. Dark turn.
Lucas comes down on wires at Celebration, and there's a fight.
Oh, I'd watch that.
I feel like this is the dumbest, best thing I've ever seen.
I would wait overnight for that panel.
So Josh, your comment a minute ago made me think of a question for us. What kind of Force user would you be, and I guess most importantly, what kind of lightsaber would you have?
So I would have a broadsword lightsaber like Kylo Ren's, but it'd be green, because green's my favorite color, and I ain't no Sith. I would lean on the light side of the Force, but I really don't like the idea of suppressing all emotions, basically, if that makes sense. Like, I think some emotions are good, and sometimes it's okay to feel sad, sometimes it's okay to feel angry. It's about what you do with those emotions and how you deal with them is really what matters. So maybe I wouldn't quite be, like, the perfect Episode 2 Jedi, but... I'd like to think I'd still be a good person. So.
Alex?
Yeah, I don't know if I would want to subscribe to a specific doctrine of the Force, be it Sith or Jedi. I think I'd be good just being a Force user. Yep. But lightsaber-wise, I like the standard silver hilts. I think it's... who was it? Kit Fisto has an awesome hilt that I've always liked, his hilt. And I like the aqua color blade.
Aqua?
It's like the lighter blue?
It's like the lighter blue, where you have Luke Skywalker's blue lightsaber, or Anakin's blue. It's a little more light, and it has a hint of green.
Oh, how lovely. Yeah. On that topic, can I, like, pick any? Like, what are the rules with lightsaber colors?
I think you can do any color, really.
Then why? Yeah. So why is there not, like, really, like, orange and pink and other fun lightsaber colors?
Orange.
There is still orange. Plo Koon, I think, had an orange lightsaber.
This was brought up to me on Twitter, but I just watched a clip today, and Plo Koon's got a freaking blue lightsaber.
Well, the figure I have has orange.
Yeah, see, this is why I'm confused, because I watched it was the episode where it's like he and Ahsoka go try to find... like, get hostages because Boba Fett's, like, taking hostages or something, and he pulls out his lightsaber and it's blue, and I was wait a minute.
He could have lost his first one.
Maybe.
Never mind, there's no consistency. Gosh, no one's...
I think the consistency... is that the Sith used red, and I think that that was... So, I haven't finished reading Ahsoka. Josh, did you finish that?
Yeah.
Okay, is it true that they describe what the colors of the lightsabers mean and why a red kyber crystal is red in there?
I do know why the red is red. So
is that the same reason why every other color is the color of what it is?
So the way it works is it used to be that the crystals were just had a color. And the reason the red ones were red was because they were artificial. They were manufactured.
Yeah, synthetic. Huh.
So, and that's not the case anymore in canon. And in Legends also, the color of your lightsaber dictated your, not your standing, but sort of like your job, let's say, in the Jedi. So if you were like blue, you were like a Jedi Knight, you know, you were a warrior pretty much. If you were green, you were more of like a politician or something. If it was yellow, you were more like a guard. And I'm probably getting all these wrong. Somebody's yelling at me, but that was the idea basically. That's no longer the case. The way I understand it is that it changes color sort of based on your personality and your connection to the Force. And the reason that the lightsaber, the kyber crystals turn red is because Sith pour all of their hatred and all of their emotion and anger into their weapon, and it corrupts the crystals and makes them red.
So they're like red lanterns.
Yeah, so that's why they're always red, is because it's like they're all feeding on that, basically. Basically, it doesn't have to do with the specific crystal anymore now, because in canon they've sort of set up this idea, and they did it in Clone Wars also. They've set up this idea that like you have a bond with your crystal, the one you find. They do that in that Younglings episode where it's like the crystal that's in there will call to you. You're not going to pick any other crystal. You'll know it when you see it, right? And all the younglings find their crystal because they have to do some trial inside the cave that helps them overcome some fear of theirs or some weakness of theirs. And then they earn their crystal in their stead, and that will always be it. So it's a little different. I don't remember what the color... There used to be, like, every color in Legends, but in canon I think it is just a couple
right pause now. I think one second, sorry, I'm so sorry, my computer about to die, I just gotta plug it in real quick.
I just did the same thing too. I called Megan over here to give me the charger.
Hold on,
we're almost done.
Nicole is sick. Did you drop the TV? Still on? Louise watching TV? Okay.
Okay. All right, I'm good.
So Josh wants a hot pink lightsaber.
Yes.
So wait, I didn't answer mine. Wait, did you answer yours?
Who, me?
Yeah, what's your color?
Yeah, yeah. The aqua.
Oh, that's aqua. Yeah, really cool. Okay, so when I was fourth grade, maybe fifth grade, I was Yoda for Halloween. Mask. Nope. Robe, and then I scooted around on my knees on a little skateboard to be short.
Oh my god, Becky.
That's awesome.
I know.
is amazing.
I was obviously very cool. But the lightsaber I got from like the local store or whatever was white. And that used to bug me a lot because I'm like, oh, no one has a white lightsaber. This isn't canon. But now Ahsoka freaking has white lightsabers, so I'm having white lightsabers.
Which I think she's the second person to have a white lightsaber in canon.
Ooh, who's the other one?
I don't remember his name. He's the old Jedi that helps Ahsoka actually find her lightsaber when she gets her stolen.
Oh.
Oh, I just watched that, and I think it's more like what you were describing, like an aqua color.
Oh no, his is a white, straight white.
Sure, I like just watched that episode like 2 days ago.
All right, let's watch it right now. Everyone, get on.
Yep. I feel like it was that, but
I like kind of the, like, you know, you don't know me, you don't know what my color stands for, like, you know?
Right.
But I also think that I'd be not a Jedi, not a Sith, you know? I think I would just chill and have my lightsaber and then, like, maybe solve local crimes, you know?
So you'd be like what's it called? You'd be a vigilante.
Yeah.
Jedi.
Yeah. I'd make a name for myself on some, like, you know, mid-tier planet. Just kind of keep the peace.
Cool.
I wonder if that's what's going to happen to Kanan. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just thinking.
Kanan's going to die.
Probably. I think so, too. Oh, so I looked it up. Terra Sanube has a white saber cane.
Ooh.
So that's that one Jedi.
Yeah.
That I liked him.
All right, he's there character. You go. Yeah, he was in that one episode.
That one, yeah.
But yeah, very cool. Anyway, I think we covered it all.
Yeah.
I can't think of it. Oh, the Bendu? Or are we good?
Oh.
We talked about him?
We talked about Bendu a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Bendu is crazy and weird.
Yeah.
I just like the fact that they can introduce these new characters and these new kind of interpretations of the Force. But it's yet to feel too much to me. It's yet to feel convoluted or piled upon or, you know, that it didn't all fit in the same universe. Even Bendu, this weird, I don't even know what to describe him as.
A walking root.
A walking, flowery root thing.
That turns it's like a giant mushroom that came to life.
Yeah, and then he turns into a storm and catches fire and falls to earth and...
Yeah, I like it. I mean, there's a mystery to the Force, and I think that you achieve that by keeping some of these details buried and making it not being a series that's just about the Force. It's about people and war and relationships, and the Force is just kind of this, you know, thing that's around. So you can introduce characters like Bendu and it not feel like you're disrupting your canon.
So real quick, because we're talking about Bendu, I just remember something. When he dies, I'm sorry if anyone hasn't seen that episode yet.
I don't think he's dead.
Well, because he disappears. And so there was a discussion of, does he become part of the living Force? How did that whole thing work out? Because we know he disappears. He's gone. He disappears right in front of, what's his name? Mr. Blueface.
What if Bendu just is the planet?
Wow.
Oh.
And that was just like an avatar.
Like in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep.
Huh. Yeah, that could happen.
We'll see. Season 4. Anyway, this has gone on way longer than we intended to because of all these technical issues, but I think it's time to wrap this episode up because I don't want to kill Becky. It's probably so late for her. And anyway, actually, let me pull up the... I'm going to have to pull up the exit notes here. Thank you for listening to this episode of Long Time Ago Radio. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can email us at podcast@canontimeline.com. And if you'd like to follow the show on Twitter, you can do so at LTA_radio. That's LTA_radio. And then if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, you can do so by looking up the Jawa Josh. Becky and Alex, where can people find you?
I am on Twitter and Instagram at Rebecca June Lane.
You can find me on Instagram under dapper_fett.
Sweet. And I know in the last episode I said, remember to join us next episode where we'll talk about the prequels. Yeah, I forgot to mention that this was the special episode that was going up. So next week is actually when we'll be talking about the prequels. So join us next week when we'll be discussing the prequels and how we feel about them over a decade later. Have a nice week, everyone, and may the Force be with you.
See ya.
Peace.
Bye.